Welcome to Tiger Bites, the Tiger Tactics podcast, where we ask 10 questions of leading attorneys in the United States about what drives their firm forward. Today, your host is Jay Ruane.
Welcome to the Tiger Bites podcast. I'm Jay Ruane, and today I have Charlotte Christian with us on the show. Charlotte practices law in Alabama. Hello, Charlotte.
Hey, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. So let's start off right off the top and tell us a little about yourself and your practice.
Absolutely, Jay. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on the show. I practice in Huntsville, Alabama. I've got a practice of a family law practice, and I'm sort of pivoting now. I've added personal injury to that practice. So just me, and I resource out a lot of stuff. I'm sending some stuff out to law clerk now and some other places, and I'm looking for an addition of an associate. So I'm looking for that now. And I've got a couple of people in Huntsville who are taking cases, actually a trial. So I'm not having to do that much trial work anymore. So that's kind of what I do here in North Alabama.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, Charlotte and I have known each other online for a number of years now, but we first LawCon, and at that time when I ran into you, you told me about this pivot. So how did you come to a decision to pivot away from family law, which is what you've been doing for the last couple of years, and pivot into personal injury law?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to keep the family law side, Jay. I'm just going to add personal injury, and I know that's probably going to be a difficult task, but that's my plan at the moment, is to keep both practice areas and have, you know, somebody else primarily work in the family law practice. But I wanted to pivot and add another practice area. I just felt that only having one might limit me. And also, I think I had a little more passion for building a personal injury practice. Not that I don't have passion for family law, because I love it. I've built it, and I love it, and I love my clients and taking good care of them. But the, you know, I just wanted to pivot into something else to add another opportunity to be able to take care of clients and just, you know, see growth. And I like growing a business, and I like just seeing change in business grow. So that's why I took the opportunity to pivot to add another area.
Okay. So for me, you know, adding new practice areas is something that I did a number of years ago, and we're actually pivoting back to focus on our core. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what excites you about of this pivot and what scares you about this pivot?
Sure. So, yeah, I think it's exciting. Anytime you add something new, it's like a shiny object in a sense. It's exciting. And just putting together another practice area, the processes and procedures to build that practice area, I've surrounded myself with a lot of resources, and fortunately through, you know, Max LawCon and being around you guys and John's book about putting together a personal injury practice have really helped me. And I think all that is exciting, just putting the practice itself together and seeing a different client base and, you know, setting up the intake and that sort of thing is very exciting to me. I guess what scares me is, you know, what would scare me the most would be that, you know, what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know until you realize it. So what I don't know, I guess, is scary in a way. But I'm not really scared. I'm not saying that I'm scared. You know, you spend the time, resources, and put something together. So it is a bit scary that if you're making the wrong decision, but I'll find a way to make it work.
Absolutely. I know you will. So how are you managing clients during the pivot? How are the expectations for one client, your family law client, different from the ones that you're going to be helping in the personal injury context?
Jay, we've got our practice set up with a family law. Our procedures are set up so that we contact our clients often, and we try to set the expectation, and we try to overachieve that expectation. So we talk to our clients a lot, and we keep them informed, and we try to give them an amazing client experience when they work with us. And, you know, I think the expectations in the new area of personal injury will be the same. I think that we'll have to give a great client experience, and, you know, we're going to grow and learn ways that we can do that and implement that into the practice. But, you know, we're managing the clients just the same. I've got an amazing team that works with me, and we're taking the, you know, taking the step that each client is just as important as the next. And, you know, we're managing them the same way we've been managing them. We're not just letting anything go. We're taking care of them as we go through the process.
Okay, so now I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball with regard to a question about vision. So this would really, I guess, knowing that we've had a relationship for a number of years, this really would be a third practice area. You know, long ago, you had a real estate practice, then you pivoted into a family law practice. Now you're adding, you're not pivoting away, but you're adding the personal injury practice to your firm. Let's talk a little bit about the vision of where you are going to be 5 years from now. What do you think, if you could define a vision for where you want to be in 5 years, what do you think that vision would be?
Yeah, I think in 5 years from now, I'll just have the practice grown out. I'll have, you know, my plan is to have a couple of associates that are doing family law, as well as a couple of associates that are doing the personal injury. I remain in here, of course, in the same town, but with growth, but not major growth, maybe having four associates total. And you are correct. I had a real estate practice that I had for years. And, you know, unfortunately, I didn't have the long-term vision of things that could go wrong. My husband passed away. And when he passed away, I just didn't want to stay in the town where my practice was. And my practice there was built around real estate. And rather than building up a real estate practice in Huntsville or another town, I just decided to build up another area. I thought that was the timing was good. At that time, the market was down and RESPA guidelines had changed and a lot has changed with the real estate. And I thought that it was a good time to build up and fortunate to be able to do that in about a 4 year period. I've got this, the family law practice built pretty strong. So that's how I came about making that decision.
Yeah, it's really impressive what you've done in such a short amount of time with a family law practice to really get it to the point where it's really firing on all cylinders. So I'm really impressed with what you've been able to do. Next up, what I want to do is give a message from our sponsor. You know, the Tiger Tactics team had a very heavy presence at one of the best legal marketing and firm building conferences in the country, Max Law 2019. I know I was there. I got to take the stage and present, but I got so much from the being in the audience and listening to all the different speakers. I got to spend some time with you, Charlotte, and talk about my practice and your practice and how we can help each other grow. Next year's conference is expected to be bigger and better than ever. You can get more information about Max LawCon 2020 by going to MaximumLawyer.com. Okay, so Charlotte, next question we want to talk about is you are an early riser, and it's something that I can appreciate, I can respect, but I can't do. Your 5 a.m. club has really energized you. So what's the hashtag that you're using when I see, after I wake up a couple hours later, I see that you've been up and at it, you've been hashtagging. What's the hashtag that you use?
5 a.m. club, actually.
Okay. All right, good. So it's hashtag 5 a.m. club, and that's what you're tagging yourself so that you can inspire yourself and inspire other people to get up and get going. What's the first thing that you do when you wake up at 5 a.m. for your business?
You know, just to clarify, Jay, I never have been a morning person either. I've just taken this on. I did a 90-day challenge where I got up at 5 a.m. each day, and now it's just actually what everybody says. It's become a habit, and I love it, and I'm doing it pretty much with ease, and now that I have the habit established, I'm loving it. So I wake up at 5 a.m. The first thing I do, of course, as I click over on social media quickly and see if anything's happened during the night or if anything's happening that I need to attend to during the day with regard to birthdays or clients having events or anything that I need to call and talk to a client to say congratulations on or I'm sorry about, do we need to send flowers? You know, I just check the day on Facebook to see, to kind of plan out my day. Then I go to my financials and I look at my, I look at QuickBooks, I look at, you know, QuickBooks has been updated from the night before because we outsource our accounting to India. They've updated overnight. So I look at my QuickBooks in the morning, make sure that my numbers are where I want them to be with my Google Analytics. Then I look at my day plan and make sure I don't want to change anything on my day plan. And then I'm out the door. I go to the gym and I spend 45 minutes to an hour at the gym. I'm just working out. With regard to a little bit of weightlifting and doing a lot of walking, not running or anything. I let myself get really bad out of shape and used excuses. So I started following David Goggins and looking at what he did and listening to the audio 5 a.m. club and seeing what people are doing and how much you can get done actually if you get up at 5 a.m. and take care of your body first. So I'm trying to do that, trying to get my body to where it can put out, you know, I'm trying to put good things in and get good things out of my body so that I can do better things for my business.
That's fantastic. So let me ask you this. When you're on the treadmill, when you're doing your walking, are you listening to podcasts? Are you listening to books? Are you listening to music? Are you what fills your earphones when you're
Yeah, so I listen. I've gone back to the beginning of the Maximum Warrior podcast, and I've been listening to those. So, you know, I get a couple of those in. I listen to 2x speed, so I get a couple or three of those in. It's according to how long I'm on the treadmill, and then I try to find some motivational book to listen to. If I start, you know, getting really tired, I go back and listen to Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins, which is a great book. He's just an amazing specimen. But I'm listening right now to the podcast, and, you know, I'm an Audible consumer. I drive. My commute is about 45 minutes a day, so I consume a lot on the road and at the gym. But right now I'm on the Maximum Warrior podcast, going back to the very beginning.
That's great. That's great. So now that you're adding this second practice area to your firm, are you going to focus online marketing to bring in those clients? Are you going to focus on offline marketing? Are you going to be targeting your existing client base and offering a new practice area? Have you found in your career that there are certain niches that are better online or offline?
Yeah, I think that it's definitely niche specific. So for family law, I'm going to remain online. I don't do a lot of offline marketing. I'm starting the process of trying to, you know, get myself out there and get myself known more. I'm going to start a lawyers doing the donut trail. So there's a donut trail in Alabama, and I'm going to start that and get a couple of videos and podcasts up with regard to that. I'm going to go to each donut shop in the state and do some interviews and just kind of get myself known and out there. That's what I'm working on now. With regard to the personal injury, I foresee that being at the very beginning a lot of offline marketing. I think that's relationship building with the right people and, you know, getting the referrals in. I've been fortunate to be around some people who are sending me some referrals on some smaller cases, but I think those will grow. And so I think it's definitely niched. It's online for the family law and more offline right now for the PI.
Great. Okay, so just like with the book, we have one final question, and I would like you to share with our audience, what's the best advice you've ever gotten?
You know, I think the best advice I've ever gotten, and I think the best advice I could ever give, is don't let anybody else define your life. I think we let other people define what we should be doing or what our life should look like, or we think that we're supposed to be like other people, and you're supposed to be you and I'm supposed to be me. My life may not look like what you think it should look like, but it needs to look like what I think it should look like. And I think that's the best advice, is make your life look like what you want it to look like, and you'll be happy and you'll be successful. And I think that that's the advice that everybody should take. You define your life and don't let anybody else do it.
But boy, isn't that the truth, Charlotte? That, you know, you've given me a lot to think about in this quick conversation. I think I want to try to join your 5 a.m. club. The idea of focusing on my health is something that I've been toying with. I know I need to lose some weight, and I think you've inspired me to try to make myself make a 90-day, maybe a 9-day commitment. In about 10 days, Charlotte, I'm going on a week-long cruise with my family, so I don't know if I can get up that early when I'm on the cruise hanging out with them. But boy, I gotta tell you, you're really inspiring. I'm excited to see you're growing your practice and all the wonderful things that you're doing. I want to thank you for taking some time to be on the Tiger Bites podcast. You've got a lot to offer, and I'm really excited. Maybe get you back in a couple of months and you can tell us how things are going with the donut tour, although it kind of doesn't fit with the gym stuff. So you might have to hit the gym twice a day, because I kind of want to do that donut tour as well. Maybe I'll come down to Alabama and we can do a donut tour together. How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thanks for being a member of the Tiger Tactics tribe.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Tiger Bites, the Tiger Tactics podcast. If you have read Tiger Tactics and want to be a guest, please visit Amazon.com to leave a review or go to TigerTacticsBook.com to join our mailing list.